morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Calvin Butenoff. Greg is off today. He's a little under the weather. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha, where you can always join us. You can call, you can text, you can also call directly from the Civic Media app. And if you have the Civic Media app, you know what's coming. It is that time. It is our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. You need to text via the Civic Media app, whatever station you're listening to all across the state. Every hour that we have the contest, one person wins a Wisconsin Dell Summer Prize Pack. Every day, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. And then there will be two grand prize winners who can pick up a staycation in Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County. And even better, all entries, whether you win one of the daily prizes, one of the hourly prizes, everybody's entered to win one of the grand prizes. So this hour's word is pool. P-O-O-L. Pool is the word. Text the word pool, P-O-O-L, via the Civic Media app, and you are going to be in the running for those great prizes in our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. I'll remind you about that as the hour goes on, but it's always fun, Calvin, to watch all the texts come in and watch the text line.
Yeah, they're already rolling through. They're coming in hot.
Good, because we got a lot. Todd Alba's like smoking us from noon to two, and I just, you know, we love Todd. It's a very friendly competition, but yeah, we'll just like to get it a little closer. So the word is pool, P-O-O-L. Very excited to be joined by our guest. We had him on the show before. Sean Connolly is here from the American Birkebeiner Federation. Good morning, Sean. How are you doing?
Good morning. Pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And you can certainly use a pool today because up here in the Northwoods, it is a scorcher. It's warm and probably feels like 120% humidity. So we definitely could use a pool.
Today. Right.
Or a lake, better yet. We got some lakes around here.
Lake would be better. Yeah, it's that. The moisture is so thick in the air. It's just the humidity, and I think we've been pretty lucky to have escaped that up to this point. Anyway, you had so many challenges with this last Birkebeiner. I mean, the weather, just Mother Nature just did not want to make it easy for you.
Not at all. No. As a matter of fact, all the precipitation we've been getting over the past few weeks, like, could have used that 6 months ago.
Absolutely.
You know, that would have been nice.
That would have been nice.
But no, it was a really a challenging Birkey, but ultimately a really, really rewarding one. For those who aren't familiar with the American Birkebeiner, this past year was our 50th celebration of this amazing world-renowned race. It goes from Cable to Hayward. In the past, it's gone from Hayward to Cable, but it's a 50-kilometer race going north to south from Cable to Hayward, and it ends going right down a historic Main Street in downtown Hayward. And this year, with the lack of snow, we weren't able to use that course. But thanks to the foresight of our trails and facilities team, who whenever the temperatures did dip down below that freezing point, we had our snowmakers on, and they were making giant piles of snow, or as we call them, Nordic whales. So we piled up snow throughout January whenever we could, and February whenever we could. But then, when it got to be around mid-February and we had to pull the trigger one way or the other, are we going to do this thing? Are we not?
Right.
We said, well, we have enough snow here to make a 10-kilometer loop. So instead of that 50-kilometer straight line course that we normally have from Cable to Hayward, we did a 10-kilometer loop around the Multnomah Village property, which is property that the American Birkebeiner owns, and as well as going on to some adjacent property with some great partners that we have in the area. So that 10-kilometer loop made for a really, really interesting course, because the weekend before the Birkey was the World Cup in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And they were lucky enough to get a couple dumpings of snow, but they were making snow themselves. So World Cup athletes, that the World Cup hasn't been on American soil in many years.
Right.
So for it to be in the U.S. is a big deal. And for it to be so close to the Birkebeiner, I mean, two and a half hour drive away. So all these World Cup athletes came to do the World Cup, and they're like, well, we're here, we might as well go over and do the Birkebeiner. So that experience was really cool. Yeah. So, you know, people get to ski right alongside world-class skiers, at least be in the same race as world-class skiers. And all of our spectators also had a kind of a unique view, because in our normal route from Cable to Hayward, it's one straight line. So if you're out there spectating, you park yourself somewhere in the woods where you can, and you say, there's my skier.
And there he goes.
There they went. Cool.
Yeah.
There they go. And then you try to hustle back down to the finish line to catch them at the finish. But with a looped course like we had, they could park themselves at one spot, grab a beer, grab a pizza, and be like, hey, there they went. They'll be back here again in another 15, 20 minutes. There they go again. And so the loop course really gated a really unique atmosphere for our 50th anniversary. So despite the challenges, this is such an amazing team here, an amazing crew for the staff of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation that pulled off this race. And we have to give a huge shout out to the thousands of volunteers that we have too that come and show up and made this just such a unique and special experience. So it's just crazy to look outside and be like, well, I'm looking outside and honestly, it kind of looked like this back in February.
Right.
It's now snow on the ground and it got a little, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this at times? But to have it all come together the way it did, it was really something special.
Yeah, that it really is awesome to hear that it still came together well. We have a text from one of our regular listeners, Greg from Waukesha. He is legally blind. He has a question. Have you ever had someone who is blind participate in the Birkebeiner?
Yes, we have. Absolutely, we have. We have people who they'll have guides. They'll go with them. I've worked with an organization in the past called they're called My Team Triumph, and they work with differently abled people for ski marathons, running races, triathlons, and ultimately you have your captain, who is the differently abled person, and then you have your angels who go along with them on the trail and then make sure that they can complete the trail. So great question, Greg. Yes, we have had blind participants. We have a para Berkey where people come and do the Berkey at a modified course. But then do that in modified ski equipment. So yeah, there's a lot of really unique ways that we try to cater to this, our events, to people of all abilities.
That's really cool, Sean. That really is. Sean Connolly is our guest. He's with the American Birkebeiner Foundation. And we're just talking about this past Birkebeiner and all the challenges that you had. It almost sounds like the 10-mile loop might have been better for the spectators and a little more engaging, like you said, because you get to see them more than once.
It was really unique. And I think we got a lot of that feedback that people like, we really like this. This was really cool. Now, does that mean we're going to change it for the future? I don't think that's going to be happening because we have such a unique trail at the end down Main Street. That is such, for those of you who haven't been up here, even if you're not a skier, it's a really unique experience to Wisconsin, to the Midwest. So the ski trail, like I said, 50 kilometers cable to Hayward. And as skiers start to finish the race, when they have, you know, that 2-3 kilometers left, they go across Lake Hayward.
Oh, wow.
So literally the last leg of the race goes across the lake, and then you're finishing. Actually, our offices are literally like right around the corner here, and you finish going down Main Street. And as soon as that skier hits the lake, it's my job to text. I have a little text group with four churches in the area. They're all downtown. I say, all right, start ringing them. And they all start ringing their bells. So the church bells are going off. The skier's going across the lake. He comes up, goes over International Bridge, which is our bridge that spans over Highway 63 downtown here.
Yep.
So they go up over the bridge and they're going down Main Street. There's thousands of cowbells going off. The church bells are ringing. And it is just, it takes your breath away. It is truly a unique experience. So I don't think we're moving away from that anytime soon. But in the future, will we do more events that kind of have that looped feel that maybe aren't the Berkey, but our other ski events? Because throughout January, we have numerous ski events.
Right.
From our Sealy Hills Classic, we have a Ski to She Weekend, which is a women's ski event that has a camp involved where they can learn more about skiing and then also have a race. There's a lot of events that we do that really people had an amazing time. And so I think we're going to utilize that course option more in the future.
Well, and it's just nice to know too, Sean, that if we continue to have winters like this, which, you know, snow has become less and less reliable every year, you got some options and you know what can be done. You know it's workable and it was very successful. So that's great.
Yeah, it was really unique. I fielded a lot of calls this past January and February from news outlets all over the country that ultimately heard of us, knew it was our 50th year, and we kind of became this little case study of like, what are people doing? This winter is rough. It was and thank God we had this event too, because we had a lot of businesses that came to us that said we had a rough year.
Oh,
we had no snowmobilers, ice fishermen weren't up here. We needed this. And I heard from a couple of businesses that said, I don't think our doors would be open right now if it wasn't for that Berkey week of events, or we had an influx of a few thousand people up here in tiny Hayward, Wisconsin, population of 2,500, to have 15,000 skiers come up here and another 10,000 spectators. That makes a big difference to the economy up here.
Well, the little hotels and the little motels and the little restaurants and the bars and the taverns and all that stuff is just so dependent on tourism. And unfortunately, we're probably going to have to continue to be adaptable as we move forward, because I don't think climate change is going away. But that might just be me.
Well, and adaptable is the name of the game. And that's one of the reasons why back in 2016, the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation took on Ski Run Bike Live. Oh, I'm mirrored. Ski Run Bike Live. There it is over there, right there. Ski Run Bike Live. So we have numerous events throughout the entire year. And as a matter of fact, coming up this weekend is our Epic Bike Fest. Super amazing event that is 2 full days of biking. We're starting off this Friday, June 7th. At 1 p.m., we actually have a preview ride. They call them a shakeout ride, like a nice, easy ride for people to come on out, get to know some of the course. But then on Saturday and Sunday, Saturday is a single track ride. And single track is when you're on kind of those narrow trails, kind of winding through the woods.
Okay.
And then Sunday is gravel rides, which are kind of more your forest roads, your wider gravel roads. But that race, unlike the Berkey, which is cable to Hayward, Epic Bike Race starts in Hayward and ends up in Cable. So it ends up at Mount Telemark Village, which is the property I had mentioned. Just this past weekend, we actually had a trail dedication because we have 10 new miles of trails that are sponsored by Trek. So the Trek trails powered by OTM. OTM is an amazing organization called Run Trek, One Track Mind, that generously donated money as well to make these. Ultimately, we have up here in Cable, Wisconsin, some of the best bike trails you're going to find in the Midwest. It's absolutely incredible. There's levels for everyone. But if you wanted epic trails where you're swooping up along banks and like doing really serious mountain biking, there's that. And then there's actually paved trails for those who want to just do a nice, easy ride through the woods. So it's a really cool what the American Birkbeiner Ski Foundation, what the community ultimately is bringing up here, because we have so many amazing facilities up here. And we just heard this past weekend at the trail dedication ceremony. You know how much the American Birkbeiner has paid for any of this stuff? Nothing. It's the community that's donating this money. We ultimately get to be the shepherds of it and get to help move it forward and be the stewards of the land. But it's the community that says, yeah, this is what we want here, and we want it to make it happen.
If you have questions for Sean, 855-752-4842. Sean Connolly here from the American Birkbeiner Foundation. We're going to continue our conversation. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Nice one, Calvin. Jane Matt Nair, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Sean Connolly is here from the American Birkbeiner Foundation. I do want to remind you, you have until noon to text in the word pool, P-O-O-L, via the Civic Media app for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Every hour we play, someone wins a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Every day, one person picks up a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. And then we have 2 grand prize winners with a staycation either in Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County. And all entries, whether you win a daily prize or an hourly prize, everybody's going to be in the drawing for the grand prize. So that is pretty cool. And again, the word is pool, P-O-O-L. I was just checking the text line. It's not cool. And it's not pool with 2 L's. It's just one. It's P-O-O-L. Text that word. You'll be in the drawing. All right. We're going to keep talking about the Birkbeiner and the Epic Bike Fest, which is going to be this weekend in the Hayward area. Greg from Waukesha is our friend. And what's up, Greg? Thank you for calling.
Hello. My question is this to... And thank you for coming on, Sean, on the air. My question is, what convinced me, what's cool about Hayward, and why, just tell me what's awesome about Hayward, and just why in the winter or even in the summer, why should people come to Hayward? And that's all I've got for you.
Thank you so much, Greg. Sean is rubbing his hands together. He's got material, boy.
Oh, thank you so much, Greg. It's a great question. You know, to be honest with you, until I kind of discovered the Birkebeiner, I had not heard about Hayward, Wisconsin either. But once I've kind of gotten more into this area of the state, it is amazing. So big things that happened, the American Birkebeiner, North America's largest cross-country skiers, one of the largest cross-country skiers in the world. So that's your winter activities. And just there's just hundreds of kilometers of trails up here, not just for cross-country skiing, but then you get to this time of year for ATVing, for mountain bike riding. It's really become one of these epic mountain bike regions of the state. So mountain bike riding has become really big here. And then fishing is huge. Ice fishing in the winter and just straight up good old get out on the boat, get on the dock fishing in the summer, because they call it the Hayward Lakes region. Dotted with lakes, just every other turn down a county road. So you can really get a lot of options there. And as I look out the window right now, it's really, really this time of year just starts popping up. There's ATVs driving down the road. There's people wanting to get out and enjoy the outdoors. So not only do you have all these great outdoor amenities, but the city itself is really, it's this quaint Wisconsin town that you walk down the main street and yeah, there's a fudge shop and there's, you know, a nice place called Anglers, is a great spot to get a burger and sit it on their patio, wine shops, Angry Minnow Brewery is right down the road here. So there's so many great little, like, small Wisconsin town hospitality that you're going to find here. And so this Hayward area, and then you go up to Cable, which is where our American Birkebeiner Trailhead is. And you have a very similar small town there, very small town vibe with the Rivers Eatery pub to grab something to eat there. Tilly's Pies is a great little pie shop. So it's just one of these, like, quaint Wisconsin towns that I really wouldn't drive past. So I'd make sure you make a stop in here, get a weekend and have a great time, because yeah, there's so much. And one of the other big things besides the Berkey that I can mention too, that the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation, we help manage, is the Lumberjack World Championships.
Oh, I want to go to that so badly.
Oh, it's even older than the Berkey. It predates the Berkey. We're going on 60 some years of the Lumberjack World Championships. And those are amazing events, amazing to watch. Everything from log rolling, to speed climbing, where they're literally climbing up a pole with spikes and going up 60-foot, 90-foot tall poles, hot sawing, all these. It's so unique. It's the first weekend in August. So it's August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, that weekend. And we're opening up the night before. So they got the first. And so is it the 30th, 31st, the night before? So it will be July 31st. Charlie Behrens is going to be at the Lumberjack Bowl doing his act. So he's going to kick off the whole weekend.
Oh, that's great.
So I would suggest if you have an open weekend the first weekend of August, come on up here for that. You can experience Hayward for yourself. Get to see a unique show you're never going to see anywhere else in the United States, something just quite like this. Lumberjacks from all over the world come to participate in these events. So that's one that's really unique. So those are the big and unique events we have up here. And Muskie Fest coming up in June is another really big event for Hayward as well.
So is there one region of the world where the best lumberjacks come from?
I mean, you're kind of in it. Northern Wisconsin's kind of got a good contingent, but I'm sure there are people out in Montana that would probably argue otherwise. I know, like, we do get some Australians that come up from Australia. I want to say we have six different countries this year, and I'd have to check with our event organizers to see exactly where they're from. But great question. I think we'll have a contingent of six different countries that are here. And U.S. is obviously very well represented, but we put up some good competition here. Some of the world leaders right now are all based out of the U.S.
So it's not like, you know, oh, the lumberjack from Norway wins every year. No.
Well, and it's funny because that's the way the Berkey is, right? Generally, it's always like the Swedes or the Norwegians are right. Always, you know, the top skiers. But no, we got some folks who come up from Washington State that are really, really heavily competitive. I'd say the most competitive ones, at least at this event, are generally come from the U.S.
Calvin, did you have a question?
Yeah. So say I come up to Hayward for the Lumberjack Fest in August and I want to experience mm-hmm. the mountain bike trails, but I either don't have a bike or don't feel like hauling one all the way up there. What are the options to rent equipment while you're in Hayward?
So glad you asked. New Moon Ski and Bike is a great, great option. Riverbook Bike and Ski is another great option. And actually, what we just dedicated some trails, like I said, this past weekend in August, we are officially opening up our base camp, or we might be calling it the Expedition Center. We're not sure yet. We're playing with the name. But it's a home, a base camp at the Mount Telemark Village. So we're building a whole village up there, really. It's where all these bike trails are. It's going to be a restaurant. There already is some lodging there with the home base lodging. So in that building, This is going to be Backroads Coffee, so a coffee shop, so you can grab something, a bite to eat or something to drink beforehand. The Tony Wise Museum of the American Birkebeiner is going to be in this building. New Moon Ski and Bike is going to be in this building, so you can rent bikes from them. They'll also have Earth Rider beer in there, and Trek Bikes are going to have a shop in this building. So it's this really unique hub where people can come and try bikes out. They can rent them, they can buy them, they can have something to eat, and then go hit the trails and then come on back and grab a beer when they're done. It's a really unique spot called Mount Totemwek Village. Highly suggest looking it up on Berkey.com or following us on Instagram and Facebook.
We will get, we will include the link to your website, to the Berkey website, in our show notes. Calvin will take care of that after the show is over. Always such a pleasure having you on, Sean. We'll have to have you back before the Lumberjack competition in August.
Yes.
And if you want to go to that, folks, you better start booking rooms now, because they're going to be gone pretty quickly. Sean Connolly from the American Birkebeiner Foundation, thank you so much, Sean. Take care. Stay with us. News is coming up next when we return. Civic Media's own Terry Barr will be here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You say John,
I say Wayne,
hot dog,
I say cooler man. I don't want to be the president of America.
I say smile,
I say cheese,
Cartier,
I say please,
income tax.
I say Jesus, I don't want to be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. Cause all I want to do is
bicycle,
yeah.
Bicycle,
bicycle. I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle.
Come on,
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle.
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherazade had 1,000 tales. But master, you in luck, cause
up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. Greg is off today. He's a little bit under the weather. Hopefully he will be joining us again tomorrow if he feels better. We're very excited to be joined by our next guest, and I've been trying to get her on for a while. And Terry Barr, before I officially introduce you, because we came up with a title for you, welcome to the show, first and foremost.
Thank you, Jane and Calvin, and now you have me worried about a name. But, hey, let's go for it.
Well, I was thinking, because when you and I were talking about having you on the show, and I said, what is your actual title? And you're like, well, I kind of do a little bit of everything. So I don't really have a title, so we were kicking it around, and we came up, your new title, Terry Barr, is the genie of just about everything. Because you do it all, girl. I mean, you write, you produce, you voice, you know, it's amazing.
Thank you. My goodness. I'll take that. I kind of like it. It's like better than being a genie in a bottle. I'm out of the bottle doing everything. I love it.
Yeah, a few weeks ago when we planned on having you on the show, Jane and Greg are like, find the friend like me from Aladdin to play it for Terry. So I pulled it up again, and I don't think Jane remembered that we had that conversation until I played it.
I completely forgot. So that's going to be your theme song now, Terry, every time you join the show.
I look forward to it.
Is Robin Williams. Before we get too far ahead, I want to remind folks that this is the hour that you can text to win in our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest. So the word this hour you need to text via the Civic Media app is pool, P-O-O-L, not cool, and not pool with two L's, just pool, P-O-O-L. Text that word no matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network via the Civic Media app. Every hour that we play, one person picks up a Wisconsin Dell Summer Prize Pack. Every day, one person gets a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. Two grand prize winners at the end of it. They get to pick a staycation either in Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County. And all entries, whether you win a daily or an hourly prize, everybody's going to be entered to win one of those grand prizes. That is pretty nice. Calvin, we were talking, we had some questions about whether or not you can enter more than once an hour. It is only once an hour.
Yes, you can enter once per hour, but if when you enter, you should receive a link confirming your entry. If you follow that link to the Civic Media website, you should have some opportunities to earn extra entries.
Ooh, extra entries. Ooh. I know.
Yeah.
All right, so enter.
That's
you have,
what we're talking about.
You have until noon to text the word POOL, P-O-O-L, all part of our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. All right, back to our chat with Terry Barr, the genie of just about everything here at Civic Media. Terry, you've been in broadcasting a long time like I have.
Yeah. Boy, sometimes when you think about it, doesn't it make you wonder, where did the time go?
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes.
Yeah. Time is an odd thing, isn't it? I started in high school at a local radio station in Shawano, Wisconsin. You know, good old Main Street local radio.
Yes.
It was a blast. I loved it. And then that's what helped me decide that this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
did you do on-air work when you started there? How old were you?
I was 16, and I started in, believe it or not, sports. Nobody was doing sports, so I got to do some sports, but my true heart was already in news, because I really believed, you know, by doing news, I always felt like you could get out there, talk to people, yep, and make a difference. So that was what I went with when I went into college, thinking, yep, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to try to help people the best I can. And I do remember thinking in one of my classes, our professor said, if any of you are in here and you think you're going to be rich, the door is right there. You know, I don't think anyone left the classroom, but everybody kind of skimmied down in their seats like, oh boy, don't look over here.
True words were never spoken, Terry.
Isn't that great?
Seriously.
I mean, he was so smart. Yeah, smart, and right from the get-go, that's how he was with all of us, with, you know, all 4 years of college. He was always in your face, but he was my favorite person. So, yeah, learned a lot from him. Started in radio after college, and then I don't know what happened, but I went into TV for like 25 years.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So you were
you have no idea. It's crazy.
Were you an anchor? Were you an on-air reporter in TV news?
I started as a part-time reporter. Now, this is ridiculous. I worked in Green Bay after college at radio, and then I would drive to Wausau, different market, to work on the weekends doing television.
Oh my God.
And I did that for I know. You know, when you're young, you don't even
right.
think anything of it.
Right. It's an opportunity. you take it, you know?
It is. Yep. And I thought, I'm just going to play both of these out and see what happens. Well, 6 months later, the main anchor in Wausau and another reporter were leaving. So I applied for the reporter job thinking, you know, I'm already here reporting. What the heck? I got the anchor job. So therein goes my career. I sat at an anchor desk, but I said I refused to just sit there. I still went out and would do reports almost every single day throughout my career. So I still believed it was important to get out and talk to the people.
That's so wonderful, Terry. It really is. And it's just, but it's a testament to your adaptability and your longevity. And I also think that because don't take this the wrong way, but I think you're from an older school of reporter in that I look at some anchors now and I see them as news readers, and I don't see them necessarily as actively involved in the actual on the street reporting and on the street contact with sources and stories. And it's nice that you kind of did both. You were the best of both worlds.
Yes. Well, and you understand the importance of building those sources and having them know you are a person when all stuff is breaking loose, say at the police department, and they are saying, oh my gosh, I got to get the news out,
yep,
but they don't want me to tell anybody. And a cop will text you or call you and say, you might want to look into this, and that's all I can say. But then you get that story because they trusted you, and you get to turn it around and share it. with all the listeners or the viewers and make it something that really does matter for that particular community, whatever you're covering. You know, and we did a lot of the fun stuff too. So I feel good about that. And I know I'm very lucky now I get to do a lot of fun stuff, but it still is all back to the community, which is what I really love being, you know, talking about people, talking about the good things in Wisconsin. And I think the more we talk about it, the more we find, wow,
yes,
our state is actually pretty darn cool, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we do a segment every once in a while called Beyond the Cheese and just talk about things in Wisconsin beyond just the dairy industry that gets so much focus and justifiably so. But we learn all kinds of things about cranberry growers and hazelnut growers. Yep. And we talk to the wigwam sock people who have been making socks in Wisconsin for like generations. And it's just a fascinating place. And I think, too, it's about, like Todd and Trigby did when they went out on the road, it's about celebrating all the things that we can all celebrate together.
I know. And we need that these days.
We do.
We need to find common ground, community, even if I can say it, a little bit of love for each other and finding it through some of these fun things to start with. Oh, it's brilliant. And I don't know if you've talked about it very much, but I am looking forward to you taking your road trip.
Yes.
Yes, I think it's going to be fabulous, Jane, and people are going to be looking forward to seeing both you and Todd, so I look forward to it as well.
We're still working out some of the logistics, Terry, but yes, we are going to be going on the road next week. So after our show on Monday, I am heading to Madison. I'm going to spend the night in Madison. I will do my part from Madison on Tuesday. Calvin and Greg will still be here in Waukesha. And then after Todd's show, we're going to hit the road. And we're going to do our first broadcast next Wednesday from Richland Center. And then that's his home turf. And then Thursday, we're going to broadcast from Eau Claire. And then Friday, potentially the pinnacle achievement of my life, because we're going to my favorite place, Terry, I have never yet been. We're going to Amory.
Amory, 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 Amory.
Oh, yay!
I am so excited about this. I really am. And again, I just have this vision in my head of this bucolic little perfect little Wisconsin town where we're just going to be welcomed with open arms and potentially adopted. I don't know. I just think there's a lot of possibilities there.
And you know you're going to have to find the best place to eat and the best place to drink and the best cheese curds and all of those wonderful things in these towns.
And and that's your kind of stuff, too. You love finding that stuff. I wanted to share this comment on the live stream from Roger Frost. I remember Terry anchoring at WSAW. I think she worked with Howard Gurnetsky or Howard Gurnett in Milwaukee.
Indeed.
Did you?
Howard Gurnetsky had come back to Wausau. That was his home base, and they were starting, he and his wife had been in Milwaukee for many years where he was a well-known meteorologist. And he and his wife, didn't they do a show Dialing for Dollars?
Yes, for decades.
Yes.
For decades and decades.
Yes, and I was so fortunate when he started to retire, he decided to come back to Wausau. So I sat next to him every single night, and I could not have been more happy to have someone like him on the set. We had an experienced sports anchor and reporter, and then my co-anchor was someone who had lived out west and was in Wisconsin. So I sat in the middle of these three gentlemen that were way beyond experience, but were also, I know, were also some of the coolest guys that I could have ever worked with to start my TV career.
Yeah,
very lucky.
I never met Howard Gurnett, but he certainly was a long-standing presence in Milwaukee. And I do recall whenever, you know, if there would be a weather announcement or something, Terry, or a weather, you know, a tornado warning or something, and Dialing for Dollars had to get bumped, people would lose their minds.
I bet.
They would just go crazy. It's like, I need to know what's the amount. I don't remember how the game was played, but I know they did that for decades and decades. And there were a lot of really heartbroken people when they went away. And I bet he was just a lovely man.
Oh, very, very kind.
And, yeah.
you know, he would always come up after a newscast, pat you on the back and say that, oh, that was terrific. What a great newscast we all had together. Just a cheerleader for everybody else. And also very handsome. You know, if you went out on an appearance with him in the community, oh my goodness, the women would just go bananas over him. It was so cute.
If you're just joining us, Terry Barr, our colleague here at Civic Media, is our guest. She is the genie of just about everything at Civic Media, and you hear her wonderful feature pieces on the air and talking about wonderful discoveries, and she writes and produces and all kinds of things. If you have a question for Terry, you can always call us or text us. Don't forget, you have until noon to text via the Civic Media app. Text the word POOL, P-O-O-L. It is our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. A bunch of great prizes up for grabs. Get the Civic Media app, download it for free, and text the word POOL, P-O-O-L, until noon today. We'll keep our conversation with the genie of just about everything going right after this. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
No. Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this out their little hat? Can your friends go, woo! Hey, looky here. Can your friends go abracadabra, let it rip, and then make the sucker disappear? So don't you sit there, slack jaw, buggy hide. I'm here to answer all your business threats. You got me bona fide, satisfied. You got a genie boy charged to fail. I got a power urge to help you out. So what you wish, I really want to know. You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. Well, all you got to do is rub like so. Hey-ho. Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish of 2 or 3. I'm on the job.
You big nabob.
You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a you never had a friend like me.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Dr. Slide, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Greg is off today feeling a little under the weather. Hopefully tomorrow he will be back and feeling better. We are joined by our colleague at Civic Media. She is the genie of just about everything. Terry Barr is here. Calvin and I pretty much figure, Terry, even though you're not in the engineering department, if we gave you a toothpick and a paper clip and some gum, you could probably fix, I don't know, you could build a radio station out of that, so.
I'll figure it out for you. You know, it's so funny. Right before we were talking, I was listening to your show while reading, yes, I still read a newspaper, but I was looking at my horoscope, and I'm thinking, well, I'm not a genie of this. My horoscope tells me that I should actually rearrange my furniture and cook homemade treats. Oh. And I don't think I do either one of those very well. How about you?
I think that's an unrealistic expectation for anyone.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I don't look to my, I don't want my horoscope to give me chores. What is that about?
I know. And isn't he the big baker of the two of you as far as the show? Or does he just enjoy talking about food?
Well, Greg loves to talk about food. He has done some baking. We did a Christmas cookie challenge.
Yes, and his... His creation was something else. It was good.
It was very caramely.
Yes, very sticky.
It was very, yeah, it was kind of a denture nightmare, but it was delicious.
So he took the caramel and covered whatever he had made with it so you couldn't really tell what else
was there. I mean, it was tasty. You just had to
Delicious. It was just
take your time. You had to take your time.
Oh, funny. Well, and I figured he's not there, so we could talk about him for just a second.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
You still have a couple of minutes until noon to text the word POOL, P-O-O-L, via the Civic Media app. Use the app and text the word pool. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest. Every hour somebody picks up that we play, somebody picks up a Wisconsin Dells summer prize pack. Every day we give away a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. And then we're going to have two grand prize winners. Each gets to choose where they would like a staycation, Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County. And everybody who enters, whether you win or not, hourly or daily, everyone is in the drawing for this grand prize. So you got some pretty good chances there. So again, use the Civic Media app and text the word pool, P-O-O-L, before noon today. And then you'll have another chance later on today with the one and only and our friend, Todd Alba. Terry, I want to talk a little bit just about news. And we have seen over the last certainly 10 years the fake news, and, you know, it's all a lie. And I do believe that most reporters are acting in good faith and genuinely want to do what is best for the public. That's why you're there.
Correct. And the trouble that I have had when you try to have a conversation around news is reminding people that local news is so different than national news. And by that, I mean the coverage and what you watch, you know, whether you're watching Fox, CNN, or the main networks. When you are watching your local news, those are people that are in your community.
Yes.
And, you know, as we talked about earlier, care about the community because they live there. They're not going to go out and make trouble. And as you said, fake news. Because that's not what local news is about. We're trying to solve problems. Yep. And bring you answers, or at least bring you something to consider. I know we've run into the issue so often of people being so angry about the news, but they're directing their anger sometimes at the wrong people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the whole point of journalism is to hold the powerful to account. And
absolutely,
without local news and without local news reporting, there is no one going to school board meetings. There is no one going to common council meetings. There's no one attending the aldermanic meetings, making sure that things are on the up and up and nobody's trying to pull anything. And it breaks my heart to see how, as a profession that has become so devalued because It's the fourth estate. It's our protection, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Terry Barr is our... Yeah, I'm sorry, Terry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just thinking, you know, depending on what time of day and you flip around on your television, and if that is the main source of your news, whether you're watching the cable networks or you're only reading the headlines or you're reading it from social media, you are probably not getting the whole story. You really do need to listen to your local voices and be a local voice as well. Chime in with what you are hearing and seeing and be, you know, that person on the street that can help reporters and even, you know, someone like Jane find these stories to try and make a difference for all of you.
Yeah, we encourage that all the time. If anybody has a guest they would like us to have on, or a topic or something that's happening in their community, or even a nonprofit that needs some help or attention in their community, you can always reach out to the show. Just email us at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. We've already gotten a couple of great suggestions and we've had the guests on, and it's a wonderful collaborative thing, and we're all engaged and we're all involved. It's all going to be better.
Yes. And it's important right now.
Yes.
Definitely.
More important than ever. It absolutely is.
Correct.
Because I hate to break it to you, there are no such things as alternate facts. No.
Mm.
No,
mm-mm.
They're not no. there. No. All right. Terry Barr, thank you so very much for spending time with us. I hope to get you back on next month.
Thank you. And thank you for the wonderful Genie of Just About Everything title. I will take it.
You absolutely deserve it. Terry Barr, Civic Media's Genie of Just About Everything. Stay close. We have news coming up next, followed by the incredible Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. Thank you so much, Calvin. And thank you also, Luke Mathers, who came in to help out with the show today. And of course, all of our engineers. Without you guys, absolutely nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting, and above all, for listening. It means everything. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. News is coming up next. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.